we were constantly told that we're under a green light service. But what I've been told is that there's other islands down the Western Corridor that have a blue light service, and a blue light service is equal to the mainland. And I think it's not acceptable in any shape or form that Whatcher-Harry are dependent on a trailer, on somebody having a van to tow the trailer and to pump out the water if there's a house on fire, or if there's any need for the fire brigade to be called out. We all know that our fire service plays a massive part in car accidents and major incidents on the mainland. And Tory being 9 miles off our coast, I believe have been neglected deliberately and left behind. And then when I keep asking for this meeting, what the Cork Common on the fire service, so we can try to have a united front, a united voice, and get the message to the realtors in Mullaghcleeya that here for Erin Moore, Agus Tory, that we're not accepting a red light service. And I think it's an absolute disgrace that this has been allowed to happen for so long. There's 120 plus people living in Llanharry. There's 4,500 given about living in Erin Moore. And it's not fair that they're not treated equally as our fantastic fire services on the mainland. Now, Erin Moore does have 2 fire staff who are on retainers, but the others are working on a voluntary capacity. But yet, at the same time, they're being expected to adhere to the time conditions as the fire service here on the mainland and Whatcher-Harry the same way. What I believe is that we need to move to a position where the council is finding the funding to build a building that can house a fire engine. And all the equipment that we have on the mainland, and the same as what they have in Erin Moore.